My recollection of phenology was that it was all about timing. It was not so much the different stages of the plants or the animals so much as the symphony of things happening one after the other, all the parts playing together.
Both of those things are important because phenology is the study of phenophases, and phenophases are the different phases that the plants and animals go through in their life cycle on a yearly basis. So it's basically looking at the changes that occur through the season. So timing is what's important in that. And timing is how you tie it back to climate change. Because if the timing of the phenophases are changing, how are they interacting then with other things that are important in their phenophases?
To go back to the symphony idea, if the oboes come in at the wrong time, how's that going to affect the percussion?
So for instance, with plants, how is the timing having an impact on when they're pollinated? And are the pollinators actually around at the time that they're going through that stage? So basically, when I go out, I'll be using a data sheet to note what kind of phenophase is going on.
You've got initial growth.
Yep.
When the leaves come out,
yep.
When
the flowers first start mm-hmm. to show up.
Open flowers,
yep.
The fruit that comes from the flowers,
yep.
When the fruit is ripe, when the fruit drops off,
yep.
If it does. All the different
milestones, phenophases.
Milestones in
right.
a plant's life. Do the same things happen all over the state at the same time?
If you're talking about an area that didn't have any snow or very little snow, is southeastern part of the state, they're likely going to be a number of weeks ahead of something that you might see up in Colebrook.
So what are we going to learn after monitoring phenology for a period of time?
I only have 2 years of data here at Deering. Hopefully we can get 20 or 25 years of data here. The idea behind having a large database to look at the phenophases is to see what kind of changes are occurring in relation to climate change and what that means for how resource managers are potentially going to need to change the way they manage resources, what it might mean for success of certain plants, changes in abundance of animals, changes in the way that they work together. And I think a lot of places they've already had a chance to look at those kinds of long-term trends. For instance, the change in the temperature in the oceans. They've been looking at that for a very long time, and now they're seeing that that change in the temperature in the oceans is having a major impact on when fish are spawning. And then when fish are spawning, have a major impact on when seabirds can actually get food. So, but it's long-term data that gives them the sense of what's happening there.
It's been great to see Deering today and to learn a little more about what's going on behind the scenes here.
Thanks for coming.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.